Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, I have an exciting guest. Her name is Kara I Can Sketch You, because she's a sketch artist, and a darn good one, I might add. She's also known as Mace's mom, and Mace is about the cutest kid I have ever seen, and I'm going to be posting this interview with a picture of two of them, because they obviously are quite a team, and it's a funny picture. But anyway, there is so much going on in the world in regard to vaccines right now, and I have secured for you a mad researcher. This woman has really done her homework. Every time I turn around, she's informing me of things I didn't already know. I just had to update my blog because I was contending that we were giving 37 doses of vaccines through the age of 12 months or through infancy, starting in pregnancy with 4 and 33. Well, she just posted a meme on her page, Real Organic Truth, and it shows that it's 14 doses of vaccines in pregnancy, when in days of yore it was stated in the medical text, according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, that you never vaccinate a pregnant woman. Now they're recommending 14 doses of vaccines in pregnancy, the CDC and plus the 33 they're recommending in the first year of life. That brings us to 47 doses of vaccines through 12 months of life. So can you say infanticide? Because get accustomed to it. It's what's going down. I'm going to pick up my good friend and a very informed woman, Kara.
Hello.
Hello, good friend and very informed woman, Kara.
Hello, Sally. Thanks for having me on. That's a funny welcome. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Well, I just updated my blog. I just put it out the other day, and now I've just updated it to 47 doses through 12 months through infancy. This is hot. Well, go ahead. You comment on it. You found it. Thank you for the research.
Well, you know, actually, it was. It's interesting the way that we found it. It was doing some research for Zika. It was for the Zika vaccine, not the vaccine, it was for the Zika scare. This was last year. And so I was doing some reading, and John Rappaport had done a write-up on Zika, and I was just fascinated with his information. He was just a powerhouse of research, you know, he's just a real engine. And it led me through some other resources, which got me through to some local reporting resources out of Brazil, which was talking about pregnant women getting vaccinated in Brazil. Now, that was new to me. What do you mean they're getting vaccinated in Brazil pregnant? That can't be right. I was shocked. Well, because if you're vaccinating women when they're pregnant, wouldn't that explain the microcephaly? So, of course, you know, I had to look into this and say, no, that would never be allowed here in America. And that's when I started looking into the CDC's official schedule that they had put out. And when I realized that they had created a schedule specifically for pregnant women, that's an alarm that needs to be discussed. People need to be talking about that. This is absolute. It should be common knowledge. If it's not, it's free at your fingertips to go and research it. Dr. Judy Mikovits speaks on this as well. Frank Massetti, I believe her partner, researched it and commented. Brian Hooker's commented on it. Vaccinating pregnant women would be insane. That'd be absolutely insanity, because the baby is really like a parasite on the mom. And so the baby's actually like detoxing the mom and absorbing everything out of the mom. So if you vaccinated and injected a pregnant mom with an adjuvant, which is what vaccines are, an adjuvant to irritate your immune system and then expose it to the virus that you're sticking in there, that would be a crime against humanity. Because that would be deliberate poisoning of the baby, no question. No question about it. So when
now,
I
what
heard
you
talk
just said,
that,
what you just said is very interesting, because you said that it's like a parasite and it absorbs. It absorbs
the vaccine.
Yeah,
it detoxes the mom. It takes everything from the mom. Of course it does. It leaches her kind of, you know, they talk about moms. They know what wives' tale was, that moms would have bad teeth if they had more kids because the kids leached all the calcium from the mom. You know, it's like an old wives' tale thing. But there's really some
basis
to that.
Not, that's not a fallacy because I had two kids in a row very close together, and I what should have been a sprained ankle turned into 7 breaks, you know. So I believe that that is true. But what I really – this is really important that you brought this up, though, because I had read at one point, and I cannot find the link. It's the only link that referred to it, that when a pregnant mother is vaccinated, it circulates through her system. When it gets to the baby, it does not then recirculate from there. So all of these doses would then – stay in the, I mean, are you confirming this in what you're saying?
I'm saying what I believe to be true based on research that I've read from other professionals.
Oh,
everybody,
God.
Please do your own research. I am not a doctor. I'm not
saying that.
For those that are
you
listening,
are all, but you were just confirming what I had already read.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, well, it's my understanding that's the way it works, and it would be an absolute crime against humanity to inject a mama with mercury. And for them to say that mercury is not in those vaccines is a fallacy, that maybe not used as the main adjuvant, so they don't have to list it. And if people don't understand how that works, if it's not the main adjuvant, it doesn't compromise 1% of that vaccine. You do know they don't have to list it, right? So there is mercury in there. It's a one part per billion, parts per billion in all the childhood vac. Do their own research. They should know that. Mercury is by far very deadly to humans, but not the most serious component of these. We have got things like retroviruses that are in these vaccines that are absolutely confirmed. Dr. Judy Mikovits has gone over and above proving this beyond a shadow of a doubt that every single vaccine is contaminated with retroviruses. That means that you have contaminated the vaccine with that you grew the virus on, whether it was a mouse kidney, like they did when they injected 98 million Americans, admittedly, through the CDC.gov website. We have a screenshot of their admittance, too. They tried to delete it. Please go to our page and see it. Steve Miller gave me that reference. Thank you, Steve. Love you, true friend. And I want everyone to get a screenshot because they confirmed it and said, you know, basically, sorry, 98 million of you injected with a retrovirus called SB40. And monkey cells, kidney cells transferred over, and they've got mouse retroviruses and bovine virus. It's disgusting what they've done and hidden up. This is the way it's been described to me. Like Dr. Judy Mikovits has described it. Like if you ever fed your dog water, and then you come back tomorrow, and you know that slime that's sitting on top of the water bowl? Like you can't identify it, but you know you need to rinse that out. That's not fresh anymore. That's the same thing that's happening in your vaccine. And the vaccines, people don't understand, they're not made from the same manufacturer. They're not even made here in America. You're getting them from China. China, where they wear masks to walk around because it's so dirty. And I mean, are you serious? We're getting our stuff out of China from manufacturers. Every single manufacturer has been guilty and has been committed fraud. Every single one of them. And yet we're taking their product with no liability and injecting it into our brand new baby. For what reason? For what benefit? There is no evidence. So this pregnancy deal with them injecting pregnant women, this is ridiculous. Pregnant women, according to Dr. Susan Humphreys, please, everyone go listen to her yourself. Read her book, Dissolving Illusions. She talks about women being in an anti-inflammatory state by default. So they do not reject this little baby that's acting like a parasite on their body. So they don't kill it. So their body is in a state that's supposed to be anti-inflammatory. Why? That means she's immunosuppressed. I hope everyone understands what that means. That those two go hand in hand. If you're anti-inflammatory, you're immunosuppressed. Your immune system is not working right then. Okay, that's on purpose to save the baby. If you inject her with viruses, dead viruses even, people are like, well, they're not supposed to give them an MMR because it's a live virus. Yeah, we know. You're not supposed to be giving her one with a dead virus either. What are you doing that for? Because with a dead virus comes an adjuvant. An adjuvant's meant to anger and enrage and inflame and stimulate your immune system. Why in the world would you want to do that to a pregnant mama? To what benefit would you gain? Her body's in a state where she's not even supposed to be fighting off viruses and whatnot. Really? She's immunosuppressed. We're supposed to protect them.
We should say that our FDA has done no studies, pregnant women. So they don't do the studies.
The FDA has not, but I want to make it clear because the CDC just answered me directly. And they have said, and we posted on Real Organic Truth, too, that they have clearly, they said, used the Tdap in pregnant women since 2011, no problem. Please go read it yourself in their own words. That's my summation of their post. They openly said it. We have been practicing, we've been vaccinating pregnant women here in America, and there's no problem. That's
right,
what the CDC has stated. That's disgusting. There is no proof that these are safe. Who says that they're safe? Since when? Who said this is safe? We got microcephaly babies jumping out of Brazil. How many do you think we got in America? Because I know it's at least 25,000, probably closer to 100,000, that they're keeping under wraps and maybe are going to be blamed on Zika. Let's get a grip here.
The,
it's not Zika.
There's an expression,
it's fetal assault.
No problem. No problem in translated means no problem for me. Big problem for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
it's a big problem.
No problem. I want to bring up also that in terms of these now 47 doses recommended by the CDC through the first year of life, that a child cannot benefit from immunization other than mother's milk through the first year of life. I've heard of through the first 3 years of life from that.
It's three. It's three, and
right.
I take it from the doctors that know what they're talking about, and please, everyone, go do your own research, but if you, you're going to get a consensus. It's 3 years old that these children need to be before their immune system's formed, and if you mess with it before then, what you did is retard their immune system, and sometimes permanently, so it can never fully recover. They'll be sick their whole life. That's an assault. That's a crime against humanity. They know this. How come I know this? How come I know this?
I want to. Because you care enough to research, and you care about children. That's why you know it, and why they
should be shocking.
Deny it.
The parents.
No, I want to ask.
How come this mom knows? And I talk to my doctor about methylation and B12 issues, and I hear things from this other mama talking about, you know, injecting moms with retroviruses, and their doctor's sitting there with a jaw open flat looking at them, going, a retrovirus? What's that? Well, that's what you injected into their kid. That's killing their children. That's what you're doing. That's what it is. How come the doctor doesn't know what he's injecting into his patients?
Well, I have
that
to tell you
for?
what Vera Scheibner says about this. Dr. Scheibner says,
yeah.
Do not do their due diligence in researching what it is that they are recommending, that this is a crime. So this is a punishable crime. Your profession demands that you are apprised of the facts, and you are negligent in not being.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics just came out and said that they do not support philosophical or religious exemptions. That's the American Academy of Pediatrics. I want you to think about that in your head. If you're a pregnant mama and you refuse the vaccination, you're going to have CPS called on you at birth. I want everyone to wrap your head around that, because the pediatricians are told right off from the get-go, no vaccines, that baby's in danger, take it away. And I want parents to wrap their head around what that means. If the American Academy of Pediatrics does not support a philosophical, that means your own viewpoint, or a religious exemption to vaccinations, that means your child has to be damaged, like my son Mace, before they'll say, okay, no more poison for you. Wrap your head around what that means. Have to be injured before they'll say, okay, now no more vaccines. Now, hang on a second. That doesn't make any sense. You have to inject poison in your kid to prove they're going to get sick from the poisoning? No logic, nothing?
The AMA has said that they understand that the preemies are suffering and dying because they are being given the schedule, vaccinated as if they were born full-time, full-term. They acknowledge that, but said it's more important to keep to the schedule.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. As my son, who was premature baby, one of my boys, I'm very sorry to report this mom, you're talking one, I have the medical records, of course, to back this up, was given MMR at 9 months old, and he was a 30-week premature baby. So he didn't talk until he was almost 4 years old, and thank God he didn't die, but he almost did. And so I'm a slow learner, and being in the position that we were in, when you're not allowed to ask questions and you follow and do as you're told, You know, it's a real wake-up call to a mom like me years later, standing in the position I'm in, with the information I have now and the true understanding about the hoax of this vaccine, Paragon, the entire program. I have mamas that text me, yeah, but which one is bad? They send me messages, which one, though? Like, which vaccine? Like, can I just delay them? Like, what if I do this? What if I said to you, how do you like your arsenic? Do you like your arsenic slowly? Do you like it once a week? Do you like your arsenic given to you once a month? It's arsenic whether you take it all at once or take it a long period of time. How fast are you going to die is the question. How sick are you going to be? Not if you're going to get sick. Because people have confused what effective means when they say the flu shot is effective. It is effective. It'll make you sick. It's effective. They don't understand what effective means. Effective means, did you have a reaction to the adjuvant? An adjuvant is meant to make your immune system react. Did you have a reaction? The answer is yes. Yes, you did. People don't understand. They confuse it and think effective means protect you from the flu. You need to go research what they're saying. When they're like, oh, the flu shot's effective. We have proof. Look at that. It's true. It's totally effective. It is. It'll make you sick. It makes you stupid. Gives you Alzheimer's, cognitive problems. It'll rot your joints. That gelatin in those flu shots, in those other I don't know how much is in that flu. Do I have the sheet? I've got to go look at the amount because I've been stuck on the MMR. And I've been obsessing about that MMR shot as of late. But in those vaccines, they are all contaminated, retroviruses and glyphosate. I mean, the proof is out. Moms across America, then Honeycutt, she went and got that tested under the suspicion from Anthony Samsel and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. Yes, she did. And Moms Across America did it, and they've got the proof. And they proved that all the vaccines are contaminated. All the vaccines have to go. It's a whole hoax upon mankind. National moratorium should be from every thinking, walking, breathing human on this planet. We need to understand how our immune system actually works. If 80% of our immune system is in our gut, injects no neurotoxins and viruses into their muscle of your arm or your leg. What kind of ding-dong thinks that works? What, is the 20% of your immune system inside your muscle? Is that where it is? No? 5%? Which part of your immune system are you trying to get that's jammed in your muscle or your arm? How does that work exactly? I give you poison, and then suddenly you've got, like, I don't know, kryptonite magic? You don't get sick anymore? How come everybody's so sick? You know, we talk about
I want to tell you, and maybe you can help me here, because not tonight, but tomorrow night, I'm going to be addressing the community board. They are, you know, we're being sprayed. I was told by my local legislator that I could not talk to her about it, and that I was the only one who complained, Everyone else was calling to thank her. And I said, of course, get real. Yeah, get real, lady. It's not true. I mean, these legislators say whatever the heck they darn well please. I had one legislator who was an autism dad, Abinante, in Albany, and I wanted to interview him about a bill to ban GMO vaccines with GMOs in them. So I'm talking to his press person, hoping to interview his boss, and the press person says to me, he withdrew the bill. I said, he did? Oh, no. And he said, because his constituents were against it. I said, you actually expect me to believe that constituents called to say we want GMOs in our vaccines? Is that how it went down? You know?
Wow.
So the people didn't say anything.
That's impressive. That's an impressive lie.
Well,
that's
an
impressive
isn't that
one.
An impressive lie? I've never heard of a more impressive lie. However,
that's
impressive. So now,
yeah.
Well, Kara, I'm asking for your help. So now since I can't talk directly to my elected official, I have to go before a community board with 50 sworn-in people. They're all appointees. So did they swear to protect the person who appointed them? Did they swear to uphold the Constitution? What did they swear to, you know? Because certainly they weren't elected. They were appointed. So now I have to go before them on Thursday evening, and basically I am complaining about being sprayed for West Nile and Zika. I need to educate them about how instead these small-headed, small-brained babies are not a result of mosquitoes and Zika, but instead a result of the DTaP vaccine and pesticides, both of which
yes.
are being promoted. Yep. So we are promoting everything that creates these small heads and pretending it's about a mosquito, which, by the way, I have seen none of where I live all summer. None. I haven't had one mosquito bite.
Well, it's the driest summer in 75 years in New York. Everyone should go look that up. No one living that I know walking around knows of such a thing. So if someone says to you, oh, this is nothing, this is like when, they're full of it. This is the driest summer in 75 years.
Well, the last
years.
Time
That's
they sprayed thing. Us, I had dead birds up and down my block. And everybody there is going to remember it. We all live in the same community. So I don't know what they're spraying us. I don't know the content.
Did everybody look that up? It's Nailed. Has everybody looked that up? I've got a post on our page, too, from Cornell University, I believe it is, and their dangerous warning with Nailed that if anyone
well,
is around
is
it, they should...
Is that called a larvicide? Is that called a larvicide, Nailed?
The Nailed, it's N-A-L-E-D.
Oh, I know that, but is that a larvicide? Because they're saying
oh, yes,
that it's a larvicide.
It is. And, but everyone really should go look it up because it's really, really dangerous. And when others say that it kills insects, they should understand what's going on. They should really look up the shikimate pathway. Please do. Please do, Dr. Singh. There's lots of papers on that. I hope everyone does the research because you in your own belly, bacteria that have a shikimate pathway. And if you don't know what that means, that's the pathway that these pesticides, larvicides, like that Oxitec program, put out that Samunto, you know, that they're saying was down in Brazil causing the microcephaly. That is a toxic assault. It is absolutely. So with that, if you're putting it in the air, oh my goodness, that is that's unfathomable, the damage that they're doing to humans. Everybody please go look this up. Go look up those Singh papers yourself
if,
and see about the shikimate.
Really, I've tried to say this. Like I'm given a short amount of time to describe. There's so much wrong with it. First, we've been fed this big lie over a long period of time, and then
yeah.
I have to undo that and explain this. And I don't know that I can do this in
you
the,
can,
you know,
I'll
3 minutes.
You can explain it really quickly. You can just say it real quickly. We have gut bacteria that in our gut has a shikimate pathway. You are outnumbered in your belly 10 to 1. If you ingest or you inhale larvicides, pesticides, they will kill off your gut bacteria. Your gut bacteria is responsible for producing things like serotonin inside your body and processing things with that glyphosate that messes you up and your glycine that literally will cause brain damage, will literally make your body stop functioning. It will shut you down. Without your gut bacteria, you're not going to be in a good mood. You're going to be angry. You're going to be real sick. You are going to be dying. Outnumbered 10 to 1 and you kill your gut bacteria, you killed the human. See how that works? That's how you explain it.
Okay, well, there's something else I have to explain to them in this tiny bit of time, and that is the CDC's outrageous rules. I want them to be aware of it, and I want them to act in concert with me against it. This is a community board. These are my fellow citizens. What should I tell them about that?
You're going to tell them what the ingredients are, and you're going to tell them and ask them as human beings to use their logic, and you're going to make it real human and real personal to them. You say logic is going to have to dictate here. If you are in charge of enforcing injected poison, then you're knowingly hurting humans because that's what this is. You have to break the fallacy that this is helping them because if they're under the illusion that this is helping people, they're going to go forward with it because nobody wants to be the bad guy. You have to let them know that if they enforce it, they're the bad guys. See how that works? That's how it goes.
Yes.
Everybody's got to shake off being a victim and acting like they're, quote, just doing their job. Because if you're, quote, just doing my job, then you're a monster. That means you're a sellout for money. And I love Nico speaking out because I walk the walk that he says. Weak people and malicious people give you the same result. If you know you're injecting poison and you let it happen because you're too weak to stand up for your fellow man, you're pathetic. You're just as bad as a militia.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
It creates the same result. I have used him as that meme. You may have created the meme with the quote off my photo status on Facebook, I was just, oh, yes, that's exactly the deal. Thank you, Kara, for bringing that
we
up.
We need to stand up for each other. This is ridiculous. It is true.
Yeah.
The weak need to take,
whether you're
the strong take care of the weak.
It produces the same result. Whether you're malicious or weak, it produces the same result. Everybody,
that's right,
and
you
got to
get rid of them. That's why we walk with warriors, Sally. That's why. Because we can't have weakness, because it gives me the same result as those trying to kill our children. That we've got to stop that. And if it takes talking to our legislators, real human, and say, look at me, and remind them that they know truth when they speak it as a human being.
Well,
make
I can't
them
even
safe
talk
and
to my
look
legislator.
At me.
This is the irony here. This is why I'm like, really incensed. I can't even address this woman directly. You know?
Don't be pissed. Keep smiling, Sally. Don't be pissed. You're less effective. Stay focused. You're doing a great job. You really are, because there's a lot of babies counting on you. So don't let them sidetrack you and get you angry, because that's not helpful. Sharing information empowers our friends. That's what we want. I'm telling you, if they know it's poison, they're not going to enforce that, because if they do, they're monsters. They can't live with themselves knowing they're a monster.
Well, that's why
you got to let them know.
This is exactly why I say, who did you swear the oath to, the Constitution or the guy who appointed you? I need to know that.
I think we all need to remind each other of our own personal responsibilities as human beings and stop looking to others to change it for us, right? And maybe you can bring that to them and say, you have the opportunity to be part of saving humanity. Make your story worth it. Because they have grandchildren, too, if they're lucky. And if they want to leave a legacy behind them, a crap, they can. Maybe they can leave them a car. Or maybe they can leave them some pride. What a choice.
Opportunity. That's the word. That's the one I was looking for. You have the opportunity to save mankind. Yeah, opportunity. I love it. Okay. Well, this is why I'm talking to you, because you know everything. You're like the smartest girl in the whole wide world.
Come on, No,
seriously. I get overwhelmed with information, and I have to consolidate and be focused. And I really value what you just said on both issues, so thank you. Everybody else, pay attention to what she just said and use it. Okay. Now, in terms of this, I am not writing to the CDC. I am writing directly to my legislators and saying to them that the CDC is trying to usurp the legislative process.
Yes.
I don't know that that's going to matter, because legislators, like my local one, I can't even talk to her, okay? So I don't even know if that's going to work. But, in fact, this is outrageous. Where are they claiming this authority? You know, and I just want to say, for the record, and look on my blog, you will see a link that will take you right there. The CDC is a for-profit corporation listed on Dunn and Bradstreet. At the end
yes,
of the
it
day,
is.
You are talking to, you know, the local Payless shoe store. They should have as much authority as Payless shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do not understand that they buy the vaccines and then they sell them out. They don't understand that. And if that's true, and they're traded on the stock market, wouldn't that make it a private/government company? Now, wait a minute. Which is it? It's either private or government-owned. Which is this? Because are we paying a corporation? I think we are. I think corporations are deciding which products they are mandating into our children's bodies. And we all know that can't be right, because that would be something like out of a movie. Right? What was that movie with Sandra Bullock? Do you remember that movie? Demolition Man. What was that? Demolition Man, I think it was.
Your local school is also on Dun & Bradstreet. It, too, is a corporation. Your local public school is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And they, too, have to turn a profit.
Yes, I see that. And I think that parents need to reevaluate what it is that's going on with their own personal choices. You know, some of us have to see things in certain ways because we have no other choices. I didn't choose this. I absolutely am where I am because I was forced to look at it. My son was seriously injured by vaccine, and I had to find all about the resulting IEP and the monies that went along with it and the strings that went along with it for the school and how detrimental that was for my poor child as a five-year-old who literally was failing to thrive in kindergarten, dying. Was mandated to stay at school even after he pooped his pants. Now, if you poop your pants in school at kindergarten and you're not even supposed to be required to go to school, why are you still at school? Oh, because they'd lose their IEP money if they send you home. Oh, I see that. So half a day doesn't count. So our sick kids don't go home. And when I was told, why didn't he go home after he cried and said, I need my mom, they said, well, he just misses you too much. He needs to get over it. He just misses you. He's 5 years old, and he's pooped his pants. He can't eat food. He's in front of you flipping himself off, rubbing his skin off, literally crying and sobbing in a corner, and he punches himself and rips his hair out. And he looks fine to you? This is normal behavior for a kindergartner in class, and I didn't know anything about it. I had to find this out after. Almost broke my heart. Because of money, they didn't send him home. That's terrible. That also, people should know about that. Why are our children suffering at school if they need to come home and get their little clothes changed and get a hug from their mama and get some real food in their belly? Then why can't they? Because he's in kindergarten. What's he doing there that's so important? I can't think of one thing besides being made fun of and being called a stinky kid because he pooped his pants. I mean, that's got to be good for you. Can you imagine? You're failing to thrive. You can't eat. You got diarrhea so bad. It just comes out of your pants, and you can't go home because the school's getting money for your IEP day? Wake up and smell the coffee, America. That's how I had to wake up. Yeah, our autistic kid up here got handcuffed. Did anybody know that? He got hogtied out of kindergarten. Nobody's seen that story? I hope everyone can go look at it. It's on my page as well. Happened here in upstate New York with an autistic child, 5 years old, my son's age. Disgusting. I talked to the mom. She shared the photos. Her child was seriously injured. He had an outburst at school. He has problems like my son does. And apparently the special ed teacher there who had him for 2 weeks had a confrontation with him, a five-year-old. I don't know how that happens. That's ridiculous. And anyway, she called an armed officer, and he came and hogtied the boy, took him to the hospital, undressed him, gave him a psych eval before his mom was even got there. I hope everyone appreciates that happened. Please look it up because it's being censored from you. That really
gave him
happened.
What before his mother even got there? Gave him what?
I couldn't understand you, Sally. What?
I'm sorry. You said they hogtied him. They
yeah.
did undress
they
him.
They
gave him what?
And they took his clothes off him and gave him a psychiatric eval at the hospital to see, you know, if he was a psych patient, like a mental eval to a five-year-old
right.
who's already diagnosed as autistic, which everyone should know now means poisoned. So when the mom showed up, he's in a hospital gown, like with just his little underpants, with a bruised laceration, like Marquito from the index, from the seatbelt across his throat. Why? Because his little hands and feet were hogtied in handcuffs because he was so small, they said, for his own good. That's what they did and threw him in the car like that. Can you imagine driving to the hospital hogtied with a mental problem like that? And you're already kind of nuts. He's only been in that class 2 weeks. He must have been scared out of his mind. And that's what they did to him. And you should see, go look it up, because it says Officer Cuffs Combated Five-Year-Olds is the title of the article in Watertown Daily Times.
Do me a
and
favor and put that as underneath everybody. You're listening to a Public Advocate on Blog Talk Radio. But if you scroll down under the screen, Carol will put this article in the comments area.
I will. I'll put
I want
a whole
everyone
bunch
to
of
look
stuff.
At this. Yeah.
Parents need to know that
yeah.
this is happening. If they don't know, then they're going to be oblivious, and they cannot let their child be a victim to this idiocy system. This is not a finger pointing at an individual person. This is a system that has gone wrong. And if we wake up to it, we can stop it happening to ourselves and our neighbors, and that's how it's going to stop. Not from somebody else stepping in, but from us as individuals stepping up and saying, not anymore. We're not going to do
right.
it. We're not going to sell out our kids. And that's a good rule of life, right? Isn't that a good motto? Don't sell out our children. Let's unite together and protect each other's children. If I saw another parent's child, there is zero chance that I wouldn't smile and say, can I help you, to that mama? Zero chance of that. Why? Because maybe nobody else is, and I hope everyone else does the same thing. If you see someone sick or sad or looking despondent, can you please smile at them? Can you please say, you okay? Just maybe 10 seconds. Just do that. The energy will shift if we just start caring.
Well,
everyone's
that's,
so
you know,
apathetic.
That's very true. I saw a comic in The New Yorker with two men walking towards one another. One was frowning and the other one was smiling. When they pass each other, the one who was frowning is smiling and the one who was smiling is frowning. But Mother Teresa used to say, if you have nothing to offer anyone, you can always give them a smile.
You can. Humanity shows people can feel it if you're a good person and you care about others. You can feel it. Pay attention to who's walking by you. Gravitate towards those who are sharing humanity. Do it, because it will have a synergetic effect with the others, and it will spread around to your neighbors around you. If you want to wake up your neighbors, do it with positive energy. Positive energy, it just resounds across us all. Humans love it.
How old are you, Kara? Yes. How old are you?
I am
How old are you,
dirt. I'm 45.
You are not. You are?
I am.
Oh, you look good. I am stunned. Okay, so
that's how old I am. I'm 46. I might be 46. I might have to check. I'm serious.
Okay.
I might be 46. I think that might be right.
I thought you were in your late 20s. Okay.
That's hilarious.
How is this woman under 30 years old, as smart as she is, and as knowledgeable? It takes time to get it, you know? So you've had time. Good. Okay. But, you know, because my daughter actually was born, she got it immediately. And I remember thinking, I have to be a better person to be worthy of being her mother. Because whatever the secret to life is, she's got it. And she only sees the good in people, which to me is completely stunning. You know, because I don't. I see people for what they are, you know, good, bad, or whatever. But
you need her. She's happiness.
Yeah.
You need her. Yeah. You know what? We need a lot of happiness. And you hang on to those angels that can spread that kind of happiness too, because they, you know, on dark days, make other people able to get up again. You hang on to her and give her extra hugs. We need that a lot. They do. We do. We need our special ones, because they're very rare.
Soon going from state to state to visit her, I may be detained. Let us address this, shall we? There will be no movement around America from state to state or from country to country if this ludicrous rule is enforced. And this is the issue. It's enforcement. The thing that I just updated on my blog is talk to enforcement. Let them know what's going on. Don't leave them in the dark so that they are operating out of orders that they believe to be good and pure, because they're everything but. So
right, they have to know, right? Because they won't enforce it if they know.
Right.
That's why every wife out there, I speak to the other moms, because that's my audience. That's who I am. Hey, mom, I know you're sleeping with those dudes. You're not going to say something like, hey, baby, I've never found you hotter than when you're protecting kids. Like, we can't be more creative and whisper this to their ear? Like, hey, you know what I think is real hot? When you stand up for our family. You know what I think is real hot, baby? When you say, no, I'm not going to let them poison you guys. Don't worry. Daddy will protect you. How come women aren't taking charge like that? Like, come on. Let's go where it's effective, for crying out loud. I value a man that stands up tall for their
calendar,
family.
My next calendar is Real Men Stand Up for Children. That is literally, I'm posting, I sent a picture of the banner to Nico, and I said, will you hold this banner? My friend elsewhere in Texas is going to visit him with the banner. So because he's been standing up for kids. But there are a lot of men who are standing up for kids. I'm going to have a full calendar with real men who are doing this. But the women, of course, we are the lionesses. We are the ones who are really going to the mat for the children in leaps and bounds. Sometimes we're just stuck with the whole ball of wax. But other times, we just can't not. This is our nature. This is why women have to take the lead, because it is in our nature to protect children, and never has it been more critical.
Well, it's in men's nature to protect women. So I'm demanding that right back. Because we do protect their children, and we have to have them stand up for us. Because the truth is, I am already 24/7 taking care of a vaccine-injured child. I need someone, obviously, to help me out. I am so thankful for Mace's dad that I could not say it enough. Like, I cannot believe what my husband has to deal with his child, literally, and being my husband, because I am not the same person I was before. We literally had to get reintroduced to each other again. Like, nice to meet you. Talk about it. Like, hey, I'm Mace's mom. Like, we laugh about that. And in the same respect, he's Mace's dad. He is not the same man he was before. He cannot be. You cannot be immersed in this kind of nightmare and have any semblance of the human you were before when you were sleeping. And that is, I mean, we joke around about saying sleeping, but you know that's true. That's a true thing. When you don't know and then you do know, it's always a before and after. You're not the same person. You can't believe you were duped so bad. And my husband cannot believe we were duped so bad. Just, my God, like, why didn't you just kill the man? I mean, Jesus.
Well, what I tell to young parents is, in regard to vaccines, well, they've already been vaccinated. Don't say it in front of my child. I've already vaccinated. I'm like, well, you must do what I had to do and what every parent who has made this mistake has got to do. Forgive yourself. You can't move on until you forgive yourself. Now, we will always carry a glimmer of guilt. There is no way to undo that. But you have to absolve yourself of wrongdoing because you were told to trust your trust. We have been programmed with these exact words, your trusted family physician. There's nobody I trust less than my family physician.
You know, I really like this question, and it was proposed to me at one point when I was really struggling in my life, and so I proposed it to others. It is one thing to acknowledge that you did it. You drank the Kool-Aid, and you poisoned your kid, and you can cry about it and cry in your pillow and you know, do the whole dramatic breakdown if you want to, but the real question is, what are you going to do about it? You going to let them get away with it? Like, what kind of mama are you? Is that fine? Someone came and hurt your baby? That's fine? We got to get real. This, I don't even put up with this. Oh, I feel sorry for yourself. Get over it. Someone hurt my son. If they had raped my daughter, would I be running around ashamed that someone had raped my daughter? Guess what I feel like they did? They raped my son's brain. They stole it from him. This is ridiculous.
Right.
My poor son, what they've done to him is literally, I can't even describe it on this, because it's a crime against humanity what they've done to my poor boy and to millions of others. And I cannot handle, this is where I come in as a mama, because I have taken care of those younger than me for a very long time. And because of the job set and the skill set that I bring to the table now, my history says as such, a lot of young moms are not as street savvy. And they can't handle a lot of things as well. So when people come at them, like they come after me, oh, blah, 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 speaking out for your son, X, Y, Z. I'm not going to repeat it. But when they do that to a 22-year-old, you understand she's in her house, she wants to die, right? You know she doesn't like her kid anymore, right? You know her family makes fun of her. You know she hurts herself. She's doing drugs. She's a nightmare. She's given up. I cannot, as a human being, not reach out to these other parents and do something about it, because these young moms are in big trouble. Their boyfriends, their husbands are gone. They can't handle those kids. Are you kidding me? A dude's going to sit there and have poo-poo thrown at him and get beat up or get bit by his own kid? He's out of there. He's got stuff to do, anything other than put up with this nightmare. And now here's this young lady sitting there by herself in a nightmare that trained doctors don't know what to do with. And she's going to sit there by herself? Uh-uh. Like, we got to reach out. Like, I'm not putting up with it. You can hear our voice. We are thinking about you. And it's going to be okay. And you got to gravitate towards those who sing the same song. And if you already drank the Kool-Aid and you're sitting there on a ball, a puddle, feeling bad for yourself, I'm telling you right now, it's going to get so much better. Your day has come. Yippee, baby. Reach out. Come hook up with us. We got lots of mom power. We got a lot of strength and a lot of love for our kids. And we got a lot of dads that are standing up, maybe that you don't see, that are there. And you got to thank them, and you got to encourage the other ones to do the same. Tell them you can do it, baby. Stand up for our kids. You want to be a hot dude? You want women to want you? Women like men that stick up for kids. There's a hint, dudes.
Oh,
they don't like your muscle.
What is sexier than that? A man is...
There is nothing. It doesn't matter what
nothing.
You look like. What do you do? If you're a man and you stand up for women and kids, I'm down. Like, woo, let's do it. I'm in.
I love you, Kara. I can get you a real organic truth.